Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes criticism as soul of democracy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviews implementation of three new criminal laws across the Northeast. Ministry of Development of Northeast Region sets up five-member task force to boost investment in the region. And NCB seizes 88 crore rupees methamphetamine for arrested in Imphal and Guwahati zones. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described criticism as the essence of democracy. In a three-hour podcast conversation with Lex Fridman released this evening, Mr. Modi shared insights on governance, development, global affairs, and India's progress. He emphasized that he welcomes criticism, firmly believing that it is the soul of democracy.
Okay, my conviction is that criticism is democracy's soul. मैं सभी नौजवानों से कहना चाहूंगा, जीवन में रात कितनी ही अंधेरी क्यों ना, लेकिन वो रात ही है, सुबह होना तय होता है.
Prime Minister Modi also said that every attempt to foster peace with Pakistan was met with hostility and betrayal, but hoped for improving bilateral ties. Friedman termed it one of the most powerful conversations of his life. Responding on X, Prime Minister Modi called it a fascinating conversation and shared that they covered diverse topics such as his childhood, years in the Himalayas, and the journey in the public life. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today took stock of the implementation of three new criminal laws across the Northeast. The meeting is being attended by chief ministers of seven Northeast states, including Nagaland Chief Minister Nipu Ryo. As the president's rule is imposed in Manipur, its governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla took part in the meeting. It is also being participated by DGPs and chief secretaries of several Northeastern states. Each of the eight states is making presentations to update the Union Home Minister on the implementation of Bhartiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, Bhartiya Nyaya Sanhita, and Bhartiya Saksha Adhiniyam. During the meeting, Mr. Shah released a book titled New Criminal Laws, Standard Operating Procedures and Rules, prepared by the Assam CID and published by the Assam government. The Ministry of Development of Northeast Region, DONER, has set up a five-member task force to boost investment in the northeastern states with Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha as convener. Other members include DONER Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Chief Ministers Conrad K. Sangma of Meghalaya, Nipu Ryo of Nagaland, and Prem Singh Tamang of Sikkim. The task force will assess the existing investment ecosystem in the Northeast and develop a strategic roadmap to position the region as a preferred investment destination for agriculture, tourism, logistics, IT, renewable energy, and other priority sectors. It will also identify high potential sectors and areas and suggest strategies to attract investments, particularly through public-private partnerships. The task force will submit its report within 6 months. The Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has seized a consignment of methamphetamine tablets worth 88 crore rupees and arrested four members of an international drug cartel in the Imphal and Guwahati zones. Lauding the efforts, Union Home Minister Amit Shah affirmed that there will be no mercy for drug cartels. During an operation on March 13, the NCB team recovered over 102 kilograms of methamphetamine tablets from Imphal zone and around 8 kilograms from Guwahati zone. The Home Ministry said further investigation is underway. Nominations for the Padma Award 2026 to be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year have started. The last date for nominations for Padma Awards is 31st July. The nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will only be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal at www.awards.gov.in. The Padma Awards include Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan, and Padma Shri, the highest civilian awards of the country. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alert and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Department of Social Welfare received a total of 184 cases of violence against women under Sakhi One Stop Center between April and November last year. According to the department's annual administrative report 2024-25, the highest number of cases involved domestic violence and abandoned or distressed women, with 56 each. Others included 31 cases related to missing, abduction or runaway, 10 cases of cybercrime, 8 of rape, 7 of sexual offense, 4 of trafficking and 3 involving child sexual abuse. Among the districts, Dimapur recorded the highest cases with 72, while Mon and Zuneboto had the fewest with 6 cases each. Further, the department received a total of 1,792 calls on the 181 Women Helpline, with 103 of those being effective calls. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw, has said that 410-meter-long Hyperloop test tube at IIT Chennai is the longest Hyperloop test facility in Asia and will soon become the world's longest. He shared this information while posting a video on social media of a live demonstration he witnessed during his visit to the Hyperloop testing facility at IIT Madras Discovery Campus yesterday. The minister expressed confidence that India will soon be ready for Hyperloop transportation, as the technology, which is currently under development, has yielded promising results in the tests conducted so far.
Here at IIT Madras, one major experiment, one major project has been taken up by some of the young engineers and the professors for developing a new Hyperloop. This is at this point of time experimental stage, but very good results are visible now. I congratulate the team of IIT Madras and Avishkar from Railways. We have been supporting this project for some time through funding as well as through technology. And today we have decided that the entire electronics of this thing, this project, will be developed in ICF Chennai.
Prime Minister of New Zealand, Christopher Luxon, arrived in New Delhi this afternoon on a 5-day visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, businesses, media and members of the Indian diaspora community. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart tomorrow, covering various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. Mr. Luxon will attend the inaugural session of the 10th Raisina Dialogue 2025 as chief guest and deliver the keynote address. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 10th edition of Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi tomorrow. The theme this year is Kala Chakra, People, Peace and Planet. During the 3-day event, decision makers and thought leaders of the world will engage over 6 thematic pillars, including politics interrupted, shifting sands and rising tides, resolving the green trilemma, who, where and how, and digital planet, agents, agencies and absences. The 10th Raisina Dialogue will witness participation of representatives from about 125 countries. The India Meteorological Department has forecast scattered to fairly widespread light or moderate rainfall over Nagaland and the other northeastern states during the next few days. This is expected to be accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning, hail and gusty winds, the weather body said. In the last 24 hours, maximum temperatures were above normal by up to 3 degrees Celsius at isolated places over Nagaland and its adjoining states. To end the evening news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes criticism as soul of democracy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviews implementation of 3 new criminal laws across the Northeast. Ministry of Development of Northeast Region sets up 5-member task force to boost investment in the region. And NCB seizes 88 crore rupees methamphetamine, 4 arrested in Imphal and Guwahati zones. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. with the English news. Good night.